Are you ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
Ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
How you doing?
I was just getting a website up. I got to make sure all my duck is in a row.
I'm not used to the one-sided clap.
I don't have ducks today. I only have one duck. Two ducks, really. Congratulations, the world. For at least for this few weeks, the Fed has decided to pause rates. I'm Patty Wilson. That's Scott Coward. We have Greg Tisch, our executive producer.
Clapping behind the glass.
The EP.
Or in front of. Not
EP. EP is behind the back.
Just call
He's
me.
Behind the back. Behind the glass.
It's better than ED, I'll say that.
I have some help with that.
Fair play.
A little blue pill. Come on.
I don't know what to say now.
I mean,
it's not
you need to rise to the
condition.
Occasion.
Everyone should.
It's not that hard, Patty.
It's not a heart condition,
so we've
people.
Heard.
It's not a heart condition. You know what I'm saying?
They do prescribe it for heart conditions.
They do. That's how they figured out the
That's how
effects.
We found out men were having all of this heart failure.
It's like Rogaine.
I
it was
you
a
said
side
Grogaine.
Effect.
Well, no. That would be a great.
Rogaine was a side effect of its primary use, which was also for heart stuff.
Everything's for the heart.
And the heart and the hair grow everywhere. So they're like, huh?
Well, I don't know about that everywhere part, but.
Do you?
They just want to make sure that men have a good heart on.
Aw, yes. That's sweet.
That's why we like Grogaine much better.
That's fabulous. Let me look that up.
Yeah. I'm just going to let everyone talk because I really have nothing on
show
this
show. Who show?
No. Keep it going. It's very funny.
Patty and Scott, thanks for dressing appropriately, Fetterman.
Right? Yeah. Dude, don't even get me started on that waist.
We're trying to get you started.
I have my hoodie on.
He really is a waste. I don't care if he's from my home state. That's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And there's all these, like, there's no way that the guy who's on camera on MSNBC is the same guy. The nose is different. The jaws is different. The ears are different. Like, they have somebody, like, looking like him, actually speaking articulately, and that's not him.
Mm.
It's just not. It's ridiculous. Are we live?
We are live.
Sure are.
I don't see it.
Yeah, sure it was are. On Patty's Playhouse. We're we go there. Live. We record early.
We're there.
We do, but I just can't find the video. Regardless, that was exciting.
What's on
news
the agenda
in the
today?
Fed? Well, the Fed was like the primary news. Oh, there you are.
Well, it's better than a raise, but we would like to see a decline at some point. I'm thinking next year.
Oh, no. I think so. At all. I think the banks like making the extra money on the interest rate because they haven't in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
So, I mean, I'm just grateful that for right now, they literally put in the Fed letter, if I could find it, that we have a robust economy and we are tighter than a box of rocks. Like, we are tight. The America finance system is tight.
Are they referring to every bit of the economy or just houses?
Just what they say.
America.
It's just
America.
It's just what they say it's for. I mean, it's
all
just
that
ridiculous.
I have to tell you, you go to any of these stores such as Lowe's, Home Depot, or otherwise, and you would not think that it's not tighter than a box of rocks.
Really?
Never in my life.
Still busy?
Yes.
That's my term. Like, we have L&L flooring next to us, so I always ask the guys that help load and unload flooring, how are you guys doing? Because it's really the determinant. If people are still working on their homes, beautifying, that's always a good sign for us, in my opinion.
It's still happening.
In my opinion, is like, it's really only worth 44 minutes of your time. But we do have a podcast.
Oh. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to listen.
But I would like to take this moment to congratulate Scott Cowart. He doesn't even know.
What did I do? Oh, my.
The brokerage, our brokerage, is 4 years old.
Wow.
This week.
Who'd have thunk
Thank you, Facebook Memories.
Yeah. Because ours is gone.
I don't have one. But it's like my daughter Molly like posted, like, congratulations, Mom and Scott, on your... Not that you ever check a memory. But congratulations, Mom and Scott, on your 4 years.
There you have it.
The brokerage is 4 years old.
And yet we've been taping this show longer than we've been in existence.
Yeah, because we were with other brokerages.
Yes.
That shall not be named at this time.
Well, I mean.
Because we're celebrating.
We're going to celebrate
the brokerage.
Ours.
And it was so cool to me because I went to Erica Keeler,
our new
second
agent.
Second new agent.
Yes.
She was installed at the Tallahassee Board of Realtors. And of course, as the broker, I went because I get to pin, you know, put a little pin on her. It was so cute. And our new agent who was here last week, Lynn Brickler, also attended. And
also cute.
When they said, like, Erica was so nervous. And the gentleman who was announcing, I think it was Will Shepard. He goes, "The brokerage." And I was like, that sounded crisp.
That's the way we wanted it.
It was crisp.
That's all we need to know. That's all
everyone
needs
to know. Very nice. But we were towards the end because of the tea. Mm. I was like, we should have just been brokerage and called it a day.
Well, no. Quite frankly, they're never supposed to do it in that order.
They did do it.
Like if it's a something or
that's
the,
not how they do
you're
it.
Supposed to start it with the actual
B.
Correct.
Because we're bees.
The noun.
But it's 4 years. Can you believe
the
it?
The thing.
Four years, a lot has happened.
And it continues. Just continues
and we
on.
Did that. I mean,
it's a
we
learning
split
experience.
For a lot of reasons because that lemon lady was just annoying me. But.
Nobody likes a lemon.
And on the other side of it, she was annoying both of us. We have a bigger place. We have the warehouse. We have all the furniture.
We have expanded.
We have a lot of furniture and a whole lot of lamps and bedding.
Can never have enough.
Apparently.
Just saying.
I got like five at home I got to bring in. I'm like, I don't know if I'm
Can never have enough.
But it's really like, it's nice. It is nice to
get one dark house and there you are.
It's one very, and yeah, because
I'm just telling you.
I've been through a few that didn't have overhead lighting, but it's been very nice to work with you. You're a friend of the show. Okay.
Well said. Well played, man.
It was before the show, I got that. So when I was making an appointment for him. Okay.
Right. Well, I mean, somebody's got to do things. I'm too scatterbrained.
That's great.
I have a lot on my mind.
Thank you very much. No, it really is fun working with you. I mean, it is a hoot.
It is.
Like,
it's a lot.
We don't really get to see each other very much, but when he comes in the office, I'm like, Scott, it's fresh. Like,
it's
we're
nice.
Not seeing each other every day,
yeah,
so it doesn't
nice.
Get on our nerves.
It's a marriage
we
that
never
you want to
really
continue.
Have. We never really have done that. Work side by side. We didn't really. Even when we were on Lafayette, we weren't really side by side.
No, but what works is that it's transparent.
We're not.
It's a transparency that we have because we hand off things to one another.
And so laugh. I mean.
You have to. Goodness. This
we
industry.
Laugh
if
a
you
lot.
Can't laugh in this industry. You can't laugh anywhere.
No, you gotta laugh. I mean, like, next week I'm a witness for a court case for a client, you know, separate, like, for the transaction. It's a separate issue. So I'm going to testify on her behalf, and I'm like, you got to giggle about it.
For sure.
You just, if you, you have to giggle with whatever you're like, well, Scott, I can't get pictures because I have to go to court. Like, and I have to dress well. Like, but I have to dress well twice, two times in a week. Like, court dress and then photo dress. So, I mean, you just have to laugh about it. And luckily, my husband doesn't always get my jokes. And Lord knows my kids don't. But Scott does.
Yes, I do.
Scott really does.
It just shows that we're both we're both out there. Not just one of us, but both of us. No. That's why we've hired others.
I know. I had Lynn in today. We went over the contract, and she's like, this is a lot of information. So you're not supposed to get it in a day.
No.
It's just a little. This is, I said, this is just a cursory look.
But the more you do,
the more you do,
the more you know.
The more you get.
And knowing is half the battle.
That and then you the get battle. To be an expert witness. Yay.
The next thing you know, there you are. In your court dress.
Right. Black pants, white shirt.
Yeah. Whatever works.
I know, but we it's very nice to work with.
4 years. Wow.
Wow.
4 years. That's just the brokerage. It was 4 years before that.
I know. That's it's
A long time.
It's a lot to take in at this very moment.
I'm sorry. To make you emotional.
I know. I mean, this is my emotional.
Really not.
I mean, it really it's like, huh.
I was like, should I even bring it up? I'm like, I'm going to bring it up.
You should bring it up.
It's not like I bought you a card or anything.
You'd have to bring it up.
You I would know.
My memories aren't going to tell
if
me anything.
If it had not been for the memories. And that is one, like, the Facebook is really good at things like that. Birthdays for everyone. And now people are like, oh, it's my child's birthday. So all these people, like, tell their child happy birthday. Like, there's a lot of that that I really enjoy on Facebook.
Yeah, I because just have to apologize to everybody who I don't say happy birthday to because I don't go on Facebook every day. But when I do, I'll say happy birthday. But if I don't, then I miss a few weeks.
Well, if I have...
then I'm like, oh, well...
If Facebook shows me it's somebody's birthday and I have their contact number, I text them.
That's what I do.
And say happy birthday. And now with the iOS, it says update their birthday. After you
oh,
send,
does it?
If you send happy birthday to them, it says... update their birthday and you just hit click. And then so next year you'll get a reminder the day
if
before.
If I really like you, I'm sending you an American greetings.
And or?
A cameo.
There you go.
I've never done that before. That was just for you.
It was quite good. Everybody likes funny. A cameo.
That Carson guy.
Yes.
He was very funny.
He is.
Stick with us. It's Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009. We're going to talk about Blueprint, City of Tallahassee. If it isn't you, baby, they got me bongo not been thinking. Welcome back. It's Patty and Scott. And just so you know, that is Deion Sanders singing.
And your
In
song.
In case you didn't know. And it is my song because I love Deion.
With lyrics.
I've loved him since 86. It's not like a new love.
You're not looking for a new love?
Oh, I loved his reality show back in the day.
Mm-hmm. How many Very seasons cool. was that?
Just a couple. But now he's on, which I'm going to watch it all at once. I'm not waiting for this like every week thing. On Prime Video, it's Coach Prime, where they follow him around Colorado.
I liked it better when all of these streaming devices came out with the whole seasons. This adding
I know,
on,
I
this
don't like
adding
it.
On
I
thing.
Wait.
It's like if I wanted that, it. I'd just look at cable.
I'm not doing it.
It's just too much.
Like, one of my favorites to binge is The Americans.
I like to binge on everything.
There's just certain ones, like, usually spy stuff that I really like to do.
Is that the Nazis won World War II?
No.
Okay.
That's the Russian, where they were born and groomed here.
Oh, okay. With the,
but they were
with
spies.
The chick from that movie.
Well, that TV
oh, that
show.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
and Michael Sheen.
Starship Troopers.
Nice. She was Michael Sheen, who is her husband, though. Yeah.
Related to. Mm-hmm.
Carrie something?
No.
It's not Carrie something?
Yeah, it is Carrie something.
Okay, something.
Because she has the ringlets or whatever show that was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She got naked in Starship Troopers. That's how I remember her.
Of course. Makes perfect sense.
And a fine actress.
Yes.
No, it was a fabulous show. And that,
Star Trip Troopers?
No, The Americans.
Oh.
Because it talks
it's with
about...
A K.
It goes okay. back... Everything goes back to me in, like, cybersecurity now. It talks about social engineering. that you, like, in this one case, it's Matthew Rice. It's Carrie Russell and Matthew
Carrie
Russell.
Carrie Russell.
So Michael Sheen is
a different.
I
call her Shark Eyes.
As a different Welsh man.
Her eyes are really far apart.
Michael Sheen was the Welsh man who dated that really funny girl, super skinny with the big nose. She's
Why
hilarious.
Are you pointing at me?
You should know who it is, but I can't remember who it is. She had a show. She's Jewish. She's got that really strong, like, brown hair. Anyway, she was with Michael Rice. I'll look it up.
You had me on that.
Well,
so anyway.
Sarah Silverman?
Yes, Sarah Silverman. Yeah, they were together for a long time. But anyway, in this case.
Poor Sarah.
Carrie and Matthew Rice play Russian spies in America. And it's the technique they use is called social engineering. So they go and figure out what someone's weaknesses are. So like a receptionist at a company. Like, oh, it's basically what James O'Keefe does with O'Keefe, the OMG now, O'Keefe Media Group. It's like, oh, you know, I heard your mom died. I'm so sorry. Do you want to have coffee sometime? And then they just delve in, like they hit the pain. The mother just died. So they're probably emotionally unguarded. And so you keep asking questions until you go, like, take it over to corporate. And like, oh, you know, so have they ever talked to you about not getting vacation after your mother died? So you can find out the nitty gritty, which is really confidential in any corporation. It's called social engineering. So did you, oh, separate issue before we're going to talk about Blueprint. DEFCON? DEFCON, when you were out in Vegas?
Yes, it was going on.
Right after that last week, 3 cybersecurity hacks into MGM.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise. I'm like, isn't that brilliant to have all those hackers in one place?
Hacking you.
Hacking
you. And you don't even know it. MGM owns most of the casinos now, and they had 3 hackings. Yep. 3. I was like, and they've all left and got back to their respective Uzbekistan, which isn't even a country.
Be interesting to see who hosts this next year. I'm like, nope.
Well, come back.
Not here.
I just thought that was interesting after you had the hacker next to you.
Yes. Literally hacking and the hacker.
But when someone calls you and asks you questions that really don't pertain to the subject that they want to derive information, it's called social engineering. And that was what the Americans did.
Who knew?
With a K.
With a K. Carrie, K.
Americans.
But it's a great show. You should watch it. But anyway, Coach Prime, like, he plays USC. When was the last time a Pac-12 football game was held at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Pac-12, because Colorado University, CU, is in
Los Angeles.
Right? No, it's in. They're playing USC.
And Pasadena.
On Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning.
I think that a lot of games are 11.
They're usually at night.
Well, I think that if they do play a day game, that it's 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock kickoff.
But now it's 10 a.m.
It's for the West Coast or for the East Coast?
Yeah.
So we're saying that that's now happening because Dion is the coach.
Correct. They've changed everything because Dion is the coach. It is, too. They literally changed the time of the game.
No, but they've had early. They have early games all the time.
Yes, but this game specifically.
Does Ray Charles watch the game?
No.
He's dead.
College Game Day went out to Colorado, and that's like, when was the last time?
It wouldn't matter.
I think it was like 26 years since Game Day had been out in Colorado.
Yeah. It's hot. The media loves the Dion.
He made them $18 million that last weekend, the Boulder, city of Boulder.
Yeah, and his son's worth like getting like $4 to $5 million.
Yeah, he's getting the NIL. It's like 2.8. So pretend we're Tallahassee. When was the last time Doak paid us $18 million through business and
That's not how it works.
Merch.
We give them money.
Right? $18 million. You know what else I love about that man? Colorado did not have the money to pay him, the $29 million in 3 years. They crowdfunded it. Did they borrow? Did they ask the city for it? Did they ask the state for it? They crowdfunded $28.8 million to pay Dion. Crowdfunded.
12:30 is the kickoff this Saturday.
Here, but back there.
No, 12:30 like, there.
Yeah.
3:30 here.
It changed. Because it was supposed to be 10 a.m. So, but they crowdfunded $29 million. They didn't borrow. They didn't ask the city for any money.
So where's he going to go next year?
He's not going anywhere.
Are you sure? Because he was all about Jackson State. I love me some Jackson State. I'm here, HBCU. We're going to bring it all back to Jackson State. Then he took all those kids
and went
to Colorado.
Well,
so where's he going next year?
Nebraska?
I don't
think he had the expectation for the reaction that he has received.
I think you are exactly right.
I do not think that.
Wouldn't you know Jackson what State be going backwards?
Jackson State is awful now.
No,
but I'm saying, yeah. But if you were looking at the two in comparison,
speaking
that
of
wouldn't
which,
be moving up.
It's an HBC school, historical black college. Did you know they get paid to play the big schools? They get like $400,000. He was pointing out in some interview that that's a loss. He goes, they played USC at some point. I think it was USC. And they had to charter one plane for the players and one plane because they requested the ban. So we're at $600,000, but you're only getting $300,000. He said at some point.
You got to stop playing those.
He goes, total everything. You got to house them. You got to feed them. You got to whatever. That's $1 million. And you're only getting $300,000-$400,000. At some point, this is how he puts it. You got to put your business hat on and start really negotiating.
I tell you what's also with the getting paid that the other FSU, Fresno State, Go Bulldogs, mm-hmm. that they've gone and played two road games. And they've been one, they were paid like $1.3 million to play. The other, they played like $1 million mm-hmm. to play. They beat both those schools.
That is cool.
I didn't realize that people got paid.
Yeah, they got paid.
Yeah.
Like when
only
we
certain
played,
games?
Who did we play? Who was our chump this year so far?
Wasn't
the second
game. Well, we had Southern Miss.
Southern Miss. Yes. And on Twitter, someone made a comment to Southern Miss. I think it was Southern Miss Barstool about we're going to beat you. And the guy wrote, as long as the check clears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's why they do it, is to get paid. Because they need the money for the school. But in the end, it's a loss. And he's like, they need to negotiate better.
Those are the games that aren't part of
the conference.
Do you know
Deion does
correct? Right, okay.
Deion does not negotiate for himself. He has a female Italian negotiator.
Well, that probably makes sense.
He does not negotiate for himself. And I'm like,
well, no one really should, quite frankly.
That's my point.
That's true.
That's why realtors exist.
Should work
he
with
said,
the brokerage.
People keep saying, like, what, you're going to go to the NFL. He goes, I am absolutely not going to the NFL because it's hard for me to coach really rich people motivate them. He goes, I would go in one team meeting and come back. I'm going to jail. Right. I'd come back with half the team because I'd fire everybody.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the NFL.
That's Scott in life.
Like, you're fired. Like, literally when me. I went to go be a Keller Williams team leader, I was like, when are we getting rid of the chaff?
Mm-hmm.
You can't succeed with...
Not with your hands tied behind your back.
No, you cannot succeed.
Nope.
No, we have to keep them. But you told me you'd get rid of them.
Right.
I moved down here.
It's what we wanted. But what are you doing about it?
He goes, why should I... Like, they recruited those kids. They need to either earn it or leave.
For sure.
But that's what happened to me as a team leader. They were like, no, you got to keep them. You got to deal with them. And then she threw out some book with, like, Abraham Lincoln keeping his enemies... And I'm like, eventually, he got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to do here?
Yeah, the analogy is not good.
It really isn't.
I got to tell you.
Keep your friends closer, your enemies closer.
That's
lock
what she
that
told
door.
Me. Like, this is real estate. I'm not trying to get shot in the head.
Right.
Not today.
Don't go to the theater.
So, okay. So, speaking of negotiation and $1.8 million, which is really more than that, let's bring up Blueprint, Tallahassee.
Go on.
Scott knows. I mean, you don't know this.
I did
story.
Read this,
oh,
believe
you
it
did?
Or not.
Yes. I'm so impressed. So Tish knows about it, right?
Yes.
So this gentleman, let's introduce the players.
Let's hold it for the next segment.
Oh, cool beans.
We can create our own team.
Yes. I'm going to we should make a little board game.
There's a sports
game.
Analogy here somewhere.
Scott, 850-656-0009. I put that on my love. Do like words once
I
in a while.
I feel I should be skating.
I know you'd say that.
Right?
But this is such a good song. Who cares what your comments are? I'm good with it. You can make fun of me all you want.
It is a good song. It the is. Fact that there's
I
lyrics.
I haven't heard it a long time.
Even better.
Lyrics are nice.
Lyrics are good.
Post 70 is nice. Post 75.
Check. Check.
I think it's post. Is it in the
75? I believe so.
SOS, I think this was 80.
Yeah, I thought it was in the 80s. I tried to stay current.
Did the SOS band have
trying
more...
to stay current with 1980?
Wait, what else did they have? Was
They SOS weren't a one Dance hit, Band? I don't know.
But they weren't a one-hit wonder, were they?
I know Dion was.
Yeah, they pretty much were. Well, they had Just Be Good to Me and The Finest.
Mm. Yeah, never heard of that.
So let's talk Blueprint.
Go on.
Let's talk Demerol.
Blueprint is the name of an organization, correct?
It is. It's some like pseudo, non-pseudo, government, non-government slush fund. Hmm. And they just happen to call it Blueprint because it's slush fund's a little
slush
obvious.
Fund, but where's the money coming from?
From us.
That's the government. Taxes. Like the taxes.
I'm leading you to the answer.
Taxes. Taxes.
Go on.
Now, start. City of Tally just raised property taxes. They just raised the fire service fee. They're taking back services and raising tax. You don't raise like $28 million for 10 officers. That's insane. And then it's an ongoing. So you hire the 10 officers, but no. This is all becoming a joke. And the fact that
for
this article
officers,
came out.
That's $280,000 per officer per year.
The fact that this article came out and is forcing me to agree with Jeremy Matlow, a city commissioner, is really upsetting.
It's off-putting for sure.
It is off-putting. So the article I read, and I believe it was on Twitter, and I believe the mayor, John Daly, and one of the city commissioners, Curtis Richardson, were asked for comment, but they were heard in the hallways about talking amongst this Blueprint initiative to give this Bruegra Demerol, who is on the CRA board, which is another slush fund.
This CRA board's getting nothing but bad
slush fund, that it was about this $1.8 million. So they were overheard. Someone went to Jeremy Matlow. They went to the Democrat. The Democrat went and asked questions. There are sunshine laws in Florida. So if you're going to discuss a topic that's going to go before the city commission, it has to be in front of the full body. You're not allowed to do that. Right. They have not responded on the record. Mm. So there's a problem right there. For whatever reason, this Somo Walls thing is like a distillery. And even this Bugra, who may threaten my cat because he threatened someone else's cat on Twitter, is not a distiller. He has no, from what I can tell in my own research, obvious experience as a distillery. Or as a distiller on a scale. He might have done like a homebrew, but nothing. And they're giving him, because he cannot qualify with a lender, so he goes to the city for funds because he's already spent a bunch of money and clearly lost it. What the city commission doesn't get, because they choose not to, is that capitalism works. If people don't want to buy your crap, they're not going to buy your crap.
Correct.
If you choose to narrow lanes, Gaines Street and Tennessee Street, because you want more people to ride the bus, it's not going to work.
You can't narrow those lanes any more than they
but
are.
But they had already done it. That's why Gaines Street is like that. We want more bikes. We want the buses. We want this. It's social engineering. Like
yet
we talked about last night.
I don't see a lot of buses or bikes.
No, that's the point. People drive their cars.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing here is like lot and block with the downtown like Thomasville. You have to drive. You have to drive everywhere here. But that's what the city commission, we want a greener society.
Well, yeah.
So we're going to put that big old bus with an electric motor that takes coal to charge the electric motor. And we're going to try and force people to get on that bus. But there's so few people on the bus that Greyhound is selling their couple acre parcel for $6 million and likely going to move into the bus depot for the city because no one's using it. That's a fantastic move because we will get rent.
Yes, that does make sense.
Makes sense. That's perfect. But going back to Mr. I'm not a distiller, we're going to just hand you $3 million. And you know why? Because he runs a PAC. And what do PACs do? Mm-hmm. PACs pay candidates $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. He is... I don't want to get it wrong because I don't want to threaten me or anybody else. He is the head of, what is he? It is the Grow Tallahassee PAC. So is Bugra Demerol last weekend, this is a while ago. He believes in transparency but does not provide transparency. So we don't know who his contributors are in this PAC.
He believes in others' transparency.
Right, which is kind of like the city. We believe in other people's money. We're, John Daly has $2 million probably to his name. There is no reason he can't lend him that money himself. The other challenge with this is the city is an owner, but without ownership rights. Thank you, Jeremy Matlow. So we're contributing, but when there's a loss, which there will be, because he's already demonstrated loss, he hasn't demonstrated success, allegedly, because I haven't seen his books, then we're just going to lose another $2 million. And it's like, oh, well, vote for me again, even though you just won by the hair of your chinny chin chin. Vote for me again. I went to Lincoln, third generation. It's just ridiculous. So this Grow Tallahassee was part of the boosters getting Tallahassee to pay for that $27 million for Doak repairs when, again, Doak and all the trustees have now voted like $200 gazillion to put a freaking dome on a college. Can we just trim the trees? Can we trim the trees, get our waste management under control, and then maybe hand out money to a distillery? Look at the Edison.
Who besides Jeremy Matlow is the decision making?
Well, they're all it's
all of them, but
Williams Cox, Curtis Richardson, John Daly, Jack Porter, and Jeremy Matlow.
So they're all saying yes.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm
asking. Jeremy Matlow and Jack Porter will likely say no, but the three always stick together. So we will be paying for this man's loss. He's already got a loss. A bank won't give him the money. Banks will not lend him the money. Is that not anything that... What is going on?
Who gives money to something without having ownership interest? Let's just start there.
They do in the Edison. However, it didn't go well because now city's an owner. So they're trying to like do it like under the table-ish. He's already not proven he's a success. I'm a developer. I'm an astronaut. Like, my butt is getting into that comet and I'm going, like, what are you all doing?
Watch.
Like, what are you doing? It's really 3 million total. It says 1.8, but there's actually more. And he's already lost money. If people want to go down to SoMo, they will.
But they're going to drive.
And they're going to drive. You know what? Every time I've been to Proof, it's packed. Does anyone get Proof money? I think they did in the beginning, maybe a little bit.
No, they got turned down.
They got turned down. Ology's killing it. Their place up at Cary Forest, killing it. Dude, if it's a loss of money, I'm going to go apply. I'm going to go like,
Yeah.
I can lose money easily. Like, what do you want?
Well, I think it comes back to what you said. It's who they're deciding to give it to and for what reason.
For whatever reason, it's an emotional thing because the three together, Daly, Richardson, and Williams Cox, have said we are very invested in South Monroe. Are you very invested because you really want South Monroe to grow? And you're like emotionally invested? That's not the way this should work.
You shouldn't be
emotionally invested.
SoMo.
Whatever.
SoMo.
That's just ridiculous anyway, but that's...
South City.
Don't.
SoMo or South City, please.
It's better than NoMo.
Well, that's
it really
what
they, does. The
that's
jokes
what they
right
should
the,
say.
The jokes.
They should say NoMo to SoMo.
Yeah.
Leave it to me.
We should have a t-shirt made. That was brilliant.
Write that down.
It's right there with Grogan.
Yeah, put that on Facebook so you can have it on memories.
Correct. Come back.
It's just
every year. The brokerage is five and NoMo to SoMo.
NoMo to SoMo
is back.
I don't know. I know that we who live in the county are unheard and where it's really taxation without representation, but this is getting out of hand. This is really like a slush fund. Not that the FBI is effective, but where is the FBI? Somebody needs to look at these people's books. Stick with us. Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009.
life. Show me real love. I don't care about them likes. Haters trying to say I ain't fine or I. They know I'm thick like I'm eating beans with the rice. Like lean over ice. Got the real meat pies. I be feeling like my booty in these jeans when they tight. And the way they watch me need to be monetized. I'ma need a money bag if I sleep overnight. Wait. Girls pop pills, but I'm the one they can't take. Hot girl, I'ma make it.
Don't think kids think pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
Right. Welcome back. It's Patty and Scott. That is also my song. I know you like it. I know you're not surprised.
Can't you see?
We're all surprised.
You are? That really surprised you. Again, I was listening and watching Deion Sanders, and he was in his golf cart in Colorado, and that was the song blaring from his golf cart. I was like, I need to Shazam that song. And I had no idea
is
who it was.
Is it integrated in his golf cart?
It probably is. Mm-hmm. It was
whenever
a really
he moves.
Nice golf cart.
Right. Only when the wheels are going. He powers it like Fred Flintstone. Or he used to.
Oh, my God.
Sorry,
I'm going straight to
sorry.
Him.
So Shannon Sharp is also, he was fired from ESPN. He was interviewing him for something. It was very funny because he actually showed his foot without two toes. And he was like, you know, I never let anyone see my foot now. And he goes, he's like, that's eight digits away from like, it was like, oh.
I wonder if he ever does this little piggy literally went to market.
Yeah.
He said he was going to chase, they were going to race like Chardot, his son. And he's like, Dad, you don't have all the attributes you used to have. He's like, you can't chase anything.
Not without wobbling.
It was funny. It is funny. I just like, I enjoy it. I enjoy it for the team. I enjoy it. I enjoy that he has literally said, if you don't like it, you can leave. We're not wearing hoodies. We're not wearing earrings in our uniform. We're not doing this. He's old school. He had one press conference. He goes, is anyone here older than 45? We had to earn everything we got. And that's the way, so he's making them earn it.
Still,
so it was interesting.
Still the way.
Still the way.
This is the way.
Yeah, I won't ever apologize for being a strict mother. They should thank me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I was strict.
I wish you just mentioned me more on your Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I don't mention really anyone unless it's business. Because
me too.
I think your private life should be private. I don't like posting pictures of my grandchildren. Because especially now, I know exactly what can happen.
Oh, because you're the hacker now.
They can grab that photo. They can change and distort where it came from. It is just so steganography. Mm-hmm. Is that practice of taking the photo and layering it with information that's not good. It's not helpful. It's not kind. It's cruel. And it just is. It's that was really like, oh, you. And you don't know what's real. You know, they're going after Russell Brand right now. There's not one ounce of me being a female, really, my whole life. I identify as one. That he raped those women. Like, I just don't believe it. When the women come on the air, they're not even showing their face. There's a few of them, and they're not showing their face. If you're going to, he has a right to see his accuser. He has a right to have his charges read. He has a right to have that information, and it's just willy-nilly. And so, really.
Is it over there or over here?
I honestly have no idea. It's everywhere.
Okay.
And it's like that Tate guy, Andrew Tate. We're just going to cancel him. Because we didn't like what he said about Biden or Hunter or the climate change or whatever it is. Or the fact that he was pro. I think he said he was pro Bobby Kennedy Jr. It's just so you don't. I literally question. I questioned a lot before. But now I question everything. I can go in one little website and go exactly where you tweet. I can get your address from where you tweet.
But so we're living in the matrix.
Yeah.
But you found out that we're living in the matrix.
I did.
That makes sense.
And it's really been
so
only,
you've seen
I'm only 9 months old knowing the matrix exists because I never watched the matrix and really won't.
So you've seen behind the curtain.
But I am behind that curtain and it is so dangerous. You just don't know.
Yeah, the wizard never looks like that.
No.
And putting your kids' pictures up, I understand the joy in sharing your child, but I don't understand the joy in sharing your child now. because people are so evil. Not everyone, but enough. Enough to like look at little Megan's Law. Is it Megan's with the pedophiles?
No.
Which that's one is Marcy?
Oh, Megan.
Yeah, they leave.
I thought you were thinking Marcy's, but no, Marcy, no, no, Marcy. That's, yeah, Megan. Yeah.
That's the victims don't have to talk. But Megan's Law, just put in your street address. You know? And yes, it could be because he peed in public. And yes, it could be because he was 19 and dated a 15-year-old. That could all be true. But most of them, it's not that. It's photos. It's videos.
It's Jared from Subway.
Right? Mm. It's very, very scary life right now. And your children who are on social media, I know my grandchildren are. I don't think the boys are. It's very, very scary how someone can go in and change something and really leave behind no fingerprint. And ruin someone's life with a photo. Because once that photo's out there.
It's there, man.
The retraction is like on page 27 in the New York Times. It's correct. Not anything. It's just very, very. It's shock. I sat in the last class we had with Professor Torres, which I've asked him to come in. And he's leaving full time as a professor and going private industry again. So Thursday was our last day. And I've asked him to come in a few times. So now maybe he will. And just, like, we'll talk about QR codes. And I had not, never occurred to me
what
people can do to manipulate a QR code. He said, I'm the only female in the class. There's like eight of us. And he said, I have to tell you, Patty, because he knows I'm a realtor I've had him several courses now. And I really admire him. He's very smart. His retention is just incredible. And he's like, every time I see a real estate sign on a house with a QR code on the sign, he goes, my stomach aches for everybody. Because you can take that sign, add a black dot, recalibrate that QR code, and make it go anywhere. So I'm driving along the road. I snap your QR code, and it goes to playboybunnies.com. And
that happened in Europe, that a cereal company, I think it was a cereal company, they had, hey, kids, go take the scan the QR code and go here. And it went to a Korean adult site.
Yeah. It's easy. I mean,
that's some kind of cereal.
It's 30 seconds easy. It's super easy because it is forwarding. Mm-hmm. And those little box, you know, is the data that takes to the server, and then the server can forward it wherever they want. But now they have access to your phone.
Ah.
So I'm a hacker. I'm going to change this QR code. I'm going to affect Keller Williams. And I know you're the team leader of Keller Williams. And your home is for sale. So now I'm going to go and take that QR code because I've done all my research. And I'm going to go in. And now you will never know it. Have access to your entire phone. Passwords, photos, your work history. I have everything. I own the phone. That's why iOS... Apple had that immediate security because it was a no click, no day virus. So it didn't matter if you clicked your phone. They only needed your phone number. And they own your phone and you will never know it. Because they text you something, you see the text, but you can't respond because they quickly delete it. And once they've done that, they have access to your phone. The QR code's the same way. Mm. After I had this class, we have a group chat on Discord, which is social media for people who don't like people or leave their basement. And I saw a friend of mine who I base Living Tallahassee on, and his entire sign was a QR code. So I sent it to the group chat in Discord, and they're like, oh my God, what a PR nightmare. Because this could be manipulated, because it's a really big QR code. So it's super easy to go in, put a film on it with another QR code. That's all you really need to do is overlay that QR code with your QR code. No one will notice.
But then aren't they going to notice on the Ring doorbells?
Probably not, depending on when you did it, depending on where they put the sign. But it's so large, it's just so easy to hack it. And really, where's the crime? You're just putting an overlay on a sign. You haven't stolen anything, but it is a PR nightmare if it goes to Korea.
Jared from Subway.
Yeah. So I had never thought, I just sat with my mouth open because I was like, oh my God, you're putting the homeowner at risk. You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting your children at risk. If your children click that QR code, you're putting your children's phones at risk. You just, no one knows because no one knows. They don't, I mean, if you Google QR code hacking, there's all sorts of stories. But I didn't, it hasn't been in my purview, so I didn't know. So we had it on Scott's business cards. Not mine, but Scott's.
Well, we're not sure.
I thought it was
me.
So cute. Now, and I'm like, we're throwing them away. Like, it's not happening. Mm-mm. Because what are we going to do?
I mean, also.
Trust the good?
No.
Because you've seen The Matrix.
Hmm. I'm in The Matrix. I don't you see are, it. I witness it.
You are The Matrix.
These free search, these minus people the write cape. Code that is free and is available, open source, for you to follow someone on, like I told you, Snapchat. You can follow a child on Snapchat wherever they want to go. You have a visual
are.
Of it and know where they are.
Hmm.
So, isn't that happy?
Always ending on a positive note.
House talk with a happy ending.
Most times.
850-656-0009. Thanks for listening.
Oh. You know, I just said, look.